My name is John Wiese, ISV Architect Evangelist with Microsoft. I'd like to welcome you to this episode of What's New, SharePoint 2010 for Developers. In today's episode, we'll be talking about SharePoint workflow, and more specifically, we'll be dealing with the Word automation services and using a workflow to automatically convert a document to a PDF in a scenario that might be useful if you have a compliance reason or something like that, where you need to have documents saved off into a separate repository for compliance reasons. So let's go ahead and dig in. Okay, so before we can dig in, there's a few things that we need to do to set things up here. First thing we need is a couple of document libraries. Again, our example is that if you are dropping documents into a document library and for compliance reasons you need PDF versions of those documents saved off into an archive someplace. In this case, I have a project documents library, and then I have a compliance archive library. So the workflow will be dropping documents into project documents. We'll trigger a workflow that then has a conversion job created to convert the document to a PDF and store that in the compliance archive folder. Now, we'll need a field to trigger off of. So what we're going to do is under site actions, we'll go into site settings. And I've already done this, so this will already be in place, but I just want to walk you through it. You'll go into the site content types, and you'll pick document, and you want to have the status column there. So you're going to add from an existing column, and then what you're going to do is just scroll down until you find status. And in my case, it won't be here because I've already added it, but you would click status, click add, and OK, and then you'll be done. So when you have status showing up here, that's when you know that you're all set. Then the last piece that we'll need before we can get started is we'll have to go into the central administrator, and under service applications, what we want to do is make sure that the Word Automation Service is actually called Word Automation Services, and that we'll be using that name, and if we use the wrong name, it won't work. So you want to make sure you have that right. So let's go ahead and dig in. We're going to open up Visual Studio and create a workflow project. So we've got Visual Studio fired up here, and we're going to create a new project, and we're going to create a sequential workflow, and we'll just call it Document Converter. Say OK. And we're going to deploy that to the farm on my local machine here. And we can call it whatever we want, so we're just going to call it Document Converter Workflow 1, and it's a list workflow. You can leave this as the default. The one change that you may want to make is the library that you're going to associate with. Since I do have a specific library I'm going to associate with, I will pick that one, Project Documents. Click Next. And we're going to do manually start the workflow, or when it's automatically created, you can have it start one as well. But we'll do the manual just for sake of demonstration. And when it fires up, we have our workflow created and all the basics in place for us. So let's go ahead and build out the workflow. There's a few things that we're going to need to do here. Once the workflow is started, we're going to need to do some work. So the first thing we're going to do is drop a while on here. If you remember, we're using the status to figure out if the document is ready for generation. So we only want to generate an archive image when we get to a final state of a document. Until it's final, we really don't care about the document. So we're going to have a while loop, and inside the while loop, we're going to look for an onChange. So we are going to go ahead and from the SharePoint workflow, we're going to add a on workflow item changed in the middle here. And then after our workflow or our while loop completes and we actually are in a final, we're going to go ahead and then go back up here to our workflow 3 and add a code activity underneath that. We'll do this first and then we'll come back and add some more to this after the fact. But we'll need to go ahead and get started with a few things here. So we're going to go into our code. And we're going to add a few things in here. So the first thing that we'll need is a value that we can use to determine if our document is ready or not. So we'll just have a document is ready, and we'll set that to false. Now in our item changed event, we're going to check that status. So we'll check status, the status column. And what we're going to do is we do if our workflow properties item status is not equal to null, then we want to do something. Fix this, not equal to null. Then we're going to go ahead and we're going to set the document ready equal to the value, if it's equal to final or not. So we're going to do a simple little comparison here. We're going to check the string of workflow properties, item status, and we're going to check that against the word final. So what this is going to do is if the status is equal to final, then document ready will be set to true, and if it's not, it will be set to false. So that way we have only final documents being archived. And then we're all set. So that will, of course, then allow us to continue through because our while loop will be based on that. So now if we go jump back over to our workflow, we can go ahead and set the condition on our property. So a couple things that we'll need here for our workflow. We'll need to set our correlation token, and there's only one there, and that's the workflow token. So that'll take care of that. And then we can go into our while loop and set the condition to a declarative rule and expand that out and set the expression. We'll give it a name, so we'll say a document ready, and then we'll give it an expression. And that'll just be document ready equal true. Actually, we want it to be false, sorry. We want it to loop while it's false, so we're done with that. Okay, then once it completes, so once we have a document that's listed as final, it's going to go ahead and set the while condition to true, so we can get out of our while loop, and then we need to go into our code activity. So let's go ahead and bring that up. And before we can do any coding here, we'll have to add a reference. So let's go ahead and add reference. We need to add a reference to the word automation. So we go ahead and browse to that. And that's going to be in our program files, common files, Microsoft Shared, Web Server Extensions, 14 iSAPI, so your SharePoint directory. And you're going to add a reference to Microsoft Office Word Server.dll. So we'll add that. And now we're ready to go. So inside our code activity, the first thing we're going to do is create a conversion job. And we'll just call that job. New conversion job. And here's where we need to use that word automation services. So if yours was called something else, be sure to go ahead and change that. And we need to add our using in here. So using word server conversions. And now we can set up our conversion settings. So we can set our job user token. And we'll set that equal to workflow properties originator user. And to that user token. There we go. So now our job is executing as the user, and we can set if the workflow property site, site subsection, or subscription, sorry, is not null. So as long as we have a subscription here, then what we can do is we can set our job subscription ID equal to that of the site ID. There we go. And then we're going to go ahead and set our output format. And we, as I specified already, we are going to do this as a PDF. So we can do in the save format, PDF. And you can see there's a number of things to choose from here. So if we wanted to save it as an RTF, as XML, XPF, any of these different document formats, XPS, sorry, we could choose those. But we're going to do PDF. And then we're going to go ahead and give it a name. So I'm going to give our job a name. And we'll just call it compliance archive document workflow. So that we have a name that we can see. Now we're ready to go ahead and add the file that needs to be converted. So we're going to grab that file. We'll call it file URL. And it's stored in the properties. We have a web URL, which is the site. And then we're going to add to that slash. And then we have a item URL, which is the rest of the information. So our item URL would be our document library slash file name that was added. And then I'm going to go ahead and copy this and paste it in again. And you'll see what we're going to do is when we create the job, we also have to specify an output location or an output file. So if you were just going to create a PDF of the same file and store it in the same folder, you could just use that same file URL for both. But in our case, we're going to go ahead and put this in our compliance archive. And then we're just going to do a little bit of magic here to say workflow properties. Yeah, let me minimize this so that it's a little easier to see. Workflow properties, item URL, substring. And what we're going to do is we're going to grab the location of the slash. Substring. Dot index of, and we want our slash. There we go. And now it'll grab it basically takes out the folder that we're storing in and replaces it with compliance archive. All right. And then we just need to add this job. So now we can say job.add file. And we are going to give it the file that we want to process, and then we're going to use path.change. Use path.change extension on our out file, which is our out URL, and we're going to change the extension to PDF. And to use path, we just need to go ahead and add our using system.io. So we're all set there. Now that we've set all of our properties up, we can go ahead and start the job. We'll go ahead and hit F5 and deploy this. Now that it's deployed, we can go ahead and add a document into our project documents. So go here, and out on my C drive, I do have conference info. We'll go ahead and say OK. And remember again, we are going to check for the word final in our setup, so we'll mark that as final. Click Save, and then what we can do here is we can go ahead and kick off our workflow, and you can see that workflow is now in progress. So if we give that just a little bit, we'll pop over to compliance. And depending on your settings for your service, you could be taking a little while for that. So what I'll do here is just kind of show you what I mean while we're waiting for that. When you go into the automation service here, you'll see that you can set how often does it start conversion jobs and how many conversion processes does it run at a time, as well as a number of other things. So again, depending on your settings, it could take a while for this to happen. And you can see that once it finishes, we have a conference info in our compliance archive. And if I go ahead and click on that, you'll see that that is a PDF file that has been saved off into that by our workflow. So there we have kind of the beginnings of a working solution. But we could do a little bit more to kind of do notifications and error handling and stuff like that. So let's go ahead and dig into that next piece there. If we jump back over into the code, what we're really going to do here is we're going to add a couple more things into our workflow. The first is we'll add another while activity right after our code activity. So then inside the while activity, we'll add a sequence activity. And inside the sequence activity, we'll just have a couple of things. The first will be a delay. And then after the delay, we'll do some code. So let's go ahead and set our delay. We'll just set that to run every 30 seconds. All right, so what we're going to do is, now that we've got our while activity with the sequence set up and we've set our delay, we'll dig into the code here. We're going to add just a couple of things here. The first is we'll need a GUID to hold our job ID. And we'll also have a Boolean that we'll use to determine if our conversion is complete. So we'll call that conversion complete. And then what we'll do is we'll go back up into this previous code that we ran. And after we start the job, we'll set the global job ID equal to the jobs job ID. That way we have a reference to work off of, so we can check our currently executing job. Now we can go into the code here for this code activity. And we're going to create a nullable GUID. We'll set that equal to the site, or create that as the site subscription. And we'll set that equal to null. And then what we'll do is we'll go ahead and check our workflow properties, site subscription again, make sure that's not null. And as long as that's not null, then we'll set that site subscription equal to the equal to that. So again, our workflow properties, site subscription ID. Okay, so now we have our ID that we're going to work off of. We can create a conversion job status. We'll call it status, and that's going to equal a new. Again, using the correct naming of our services. If yours is different, make sure you change it. And we're going to pass in our job ID so we have something to check. And the site that we're working off of so that we get the proper status back. And then we're going to do a couple of if statements here. So we're going to check the status count to see if it's succeeded. And if it is, then we can mark our conversion complete equal to true. Otherwise, what we'll do is we'll go ahead and check and see if it is failed. And if it's marked as failed, then we can do a little bit of things here. First thing we'll do is we'll create a read-only collection of conversion item info to get all of our failed items. We'll set that equal to the status get items, which will go ahead and get all the items that have the status. And we'll set the item types failed because we only want our failed ones. And then we'll throw a new exception. And we're just going to throw the failed items, the first ones, so just the first one, the first one's error message. And the reason we're getting no IntelliSense here is read-only collection is part of two different things that we need to add in. So we added that in, the using for that. And we're done with that if. And then we'll just go ahead and say if status count is canceled. So if we were canceled, either manually or some other way, we'll throw a new exception. Conversion was canceled. All right, and there we have it. So that will add in some more work for us to check and see if things have succeeded or not, and set conversion information, status information updates. So then we can come back here to our while activity, set it to be a declarative rule, and then set the rule, expression to be conversion complete false. So as long as the conversion completed is set to false, then we do our while activity. And we're done. Now, since all this last piece is doing is really monitoring the workflow for any exceptions and or cancellations and raising those up. There's really not a whole lot that you're going to see by running this new workflow with the extra while loop and activities within it. So not a whole lot here to see, but hopefully you found this information useful and can use this for building out Word automation services. You could extend this to editing documents using OpenXML and the OpenXML SDK and other things like that if you would like as well. So thank you for joining us. See you next time.